Alexandra Trollio. In an interview with the Italian website Vatican Insider, German Cardinal Gerhard Müller stated that while it is fine for people to disagree about problems and how to solve them, no one should be initiating a formal accusation against the Pope or asking for his resignation. The Cardinal said those kinds of attacks put the Church's credibility with the public in question. His comments came as a part of a response to a question regarding Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano's call for Pope Francis to resign. Cardinal Müller added that he feels, quote, personally convinced that Pope Francis is doing everything possible to oppose the phenomenon of abuse against minors and to foster a new spirituality among priests. Michael Cohen, a former lawyer for President Trump, appeared in federal court today and pled guilty to lying to Congress about work that he did on a project to build a Trump Tower in Russia. He told the judge he lied about some of the details of the negotiations, including the timing of them and his contacts with Russian officials, in order to go along with Trump's, quote, political message. Trump responded to Cohen's court appearance, calling him a, quote, weak person who is lying in an effort to get a lighter sentence. World leaders have begun to arrive in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for the G20 summit, a gathering to discuss the world's biggest economies. Much attention is expected to be on the trade war between the U.S. and China, a new North American trade deal, and the conflict in Ukraine. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia will be in attendance and could face legal action while there. Authorities in Argentina said they are considering a request from the group Human Rights Watch to prosecute the prince for crimes against humanity. Human Rights Watch has accused Saudi Arabia of war crimes in Yemen and accused the Crown Prince of being involved in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A planned meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin that was set to take place at the summit was canceled by Trump today over Russia's seizure of Ukrainian ships. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has once again attacked Catholic leaders, saying in a speech, quote, you don't have to go to church to pay for these idiots, in reference to bishops who have spoken out against the drug-related killings in the country. Duterte urged people to build their own chapels and pray there. He also accused Bishop Pablo Virgilio David, who is vocal in his criticism of Duterte's drug-related killings, of giving church donations to his own family and of drug use, but did not provide any evidence. Bishop David has denied both of the claims. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.